Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Renee's back with me on the podcast. Welcome back, Renee.
Unfortunately, I am back.
Unfortunately? You don't enjoy being on my podcast?
It's okay, I guess.
It's okay. Renee, how you been?
Well, I've been very busy, like, as the title states that I have recently moved, and it was possibly one of the hardest things that I've ever encountered in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Basically move from hell. But with all these experiences, you learn, you navigate, and you always take things away from you which you can apply to do better in the future.
Well, that's correct, Ren. And so you've moved in with your new partner?
Yes. Well, I've been with him for a while.
So it's about time that you guys, you know, finally moved out of your own place. Because you've lived at home with family all your life.
Like you.
Like me. And I still am. So what's that transition been like? Well, not for yourself, but also for your parents and everyone else.
I guess they're happy I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it's tiring, like packing up all your things, moving from one place to the next, buying appliances and things. Never buy appliances from secondhand shops, everyone. I basically got...
Yeah, tell us a story about this company screwing you over with one of the...
Okay, I'm not here to, like, name and shame, like, places, but this place was in Liverpool, and it was a family small business appliance company, and I'm like, okay, cool, a Fisher & Paykel fridge for $520, like, I'm happy to purchase that for the meantime. And so I purchased that fridge and a washing machine. Next day comes around, because it said next day delivery, we heard nothing. My boyfriend took that time off work to receive their delivery while I was at work. When that day came around, actually, we didn't receive anything. Like, they forgot about us. When I called and called again, they finally said, oh, yeah, right, I forgot, you know, about your order. And by the way, the fridge that they sold you doesn't even work.
The hell? I don't know how they get away with that stuff. So what did you do then?
Well, I had to settle for a different brand of fridge. Mm-hmm. And then also open up a dispute with St. George, because I just wanted a refund, but they wouldn't budge or accept the return. And I ended up getting my money back. So,
oh, good.
Guys, disputes with your bank, they do work. They do work. With proof, like taking photos of fridge, taking photos of your receipts. So I've won my first ever disputes.
Do you know what happened with that place?
No idea.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna let it go now.
Because I reckon that it wouldn't, if it's not only you, there'll be other people that have gone through similar circumstances with that same company.
Yeah, and I have heard people coming forward and telling me that they have scammed a lot of people out there, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully the ACCC shut it down.
Shuts it down for good, yeah. But yeah, you know, moving's never easy. This was your first time moving out, so I'm at Renee's new place now, actually, and it's really come together quite well. Like, I'll say it's like 70% fully done. Yeah,
70%. The other 30%, like, these boxes need to. I'm just looking at things, going, oh, there's a lot to do. Yeah, I've got that plastic thing that I'm looking at now, which was part of the fridge, which is half full of mold. I'm just going to chuck it out.
Now, because we are in a beautiful location spot, you know, right by the beach. You've picked a great rental place.
Are you jealous?
I'm very, very jealous, yeah. Because Renee is based in Kurnell, and so literally next to the beach, you walk outside and the beach is just across the road from you. It's a beautiful little place. Ren, you've done well in picking this place, actually.
I mean, people are like, oh, why Kurnell? And and things like that. One, to get into something at the moment, it's just chaotic. And two, I just wanted to be away from all the hustle and bustle and just to enjoy the summer here, I think.
How's your partner finding the move?
Yeah, good. I think he's crazy because he's traveling, like waking up so early, traveling back to Chatswood, because that's where he's originally from. Because he's a personal trainer in the mornings. So he does a boot camp and personal training, then comes back here, and then goes back to his Miranda job. So it's just, for now, it's a bit skew-whiff, but hopefully...
Would he be able to move his personal training session to here? To around this area?
I think that's the plan, so...
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
See what happens, yeah. It's exciting. You know, I think it's always exciting moving in with your partner. You know, especially into a beautiful location spot like this.
And it's nice to receive all these positive feedback from people. I recently just cut my hair as well. People are like, oh, like, are you going through something? Like,
why are you going through something? That was my initial thought as well. I'm like, has Renee gone through midlife crisis already?
Yeah.
20 years before 50.
Honestly, guys, I just woke up and I'm like, it's going to go.
Yeah. You're like, I've had enough.
The next day, I messaged my hairdresser, do you have anything? She goes, yeah, sure, come in.
Because I got a FaceTime from Renee, I think, after she got her haircut. Like,
I didn't even tell my boyfriend.
Not knowing what to expect. Then I accept the FaceTime. Mind you, I was sitting on a high stool at the time when I saw that. I nearly fell off that high stool. I nearly fell... I was like, what in the hell?
You're still looking at it. You hate it.
Look.
Be honest.
You look great. I'm not saying you... Like, I'm not saying it's bad. You look good. But I just prefer you with long hair. I'm not used to you having short hair. I just think...
You're looking at it and you look so disappointed.
I just think the long hair is more... It's a better fit for you than short hair. But look, you still pull it off.
Do I pull it off? No. No.
Look, I'm just saying it to be nice.
Jeez.
But look, a lot of people like it. It's just me that prefers it long. So if you get a lot of people liking it, then it's, yeah.
You don't like it at all.
Oh, look, I'm not going to say it. Oh, yeah, I don't like it. But okay, anyways.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Besides the point, you still look great, no matter what.
See, I find you look better with, like, complete short hair. Like a number
like
one.
Short hair. Like a buzz cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother said the same thing. Because I remember I had a buzz cut one time.
Yeah,
and I wasn't supposed
to get one. Yeah, you hated it. And I'm like, what the hell? This is the best thing you've done.
I wanted to wear a hat the whole time for my buzz cut. But I look better as with the buzz cut.
Yeah. So, when are you going to make that change?
Well, next time I grow my hair very long, I might do a one-off buzz cut. I'll get people's opinions on it. What they like, if they prefer the buzz cut or they prefer the long hair. I think I did put it as a poll when I did get that buzz cut on my Instagram feed, and I think 60% of people were in favor of the buzz cut, and 40%. So maybe it is a good look for me. So I could do that for my next haircut.
Yeah, I mean, people keep on going, oh, like, nice hair, like, did you just get it done, like, it suits you, and I'm, like, thinking, are you just saying that, or, like, is it, I mean, you said it, and then you just came out saying, oh, I don't like, I mean, who cares,
now, look,
here's hair, I just wanted to change.
I'm not saying I hate it,
if I shaved off my head.
Oh, okay, then... Mate,
that's
crossing the line there.
Right, okay. So now, how have you been, like, with, like, terms of fitness and things like that?
I think because I just came back from my best mate's John's
Bucks
party.
How was the Bucks?
It was really good, really fun.
Like, you didn't even tell me strippers came or, like...
Yeah, look, there were strippers involved. It was... Well, it's a Bucks party. What do you expect?
Yeah,
you go to a strip club.
Did you
know,
hook up with one?
With the stripper?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow.
When you go to a strip club, you don't hook up with strippers. They pretty much...
No, but I thought there were strippers coming to back to your...
Oh, no, no. It was a bit too expensive for that, but...
How much?
Like, yeah, a few hundred dollars. But yeah, we went to a strip club. It was nice.
Got a couple of lap dances.
You got a lap dance or two. Yeah, why not? And we just went to a few nightclubs because we went to the Gold Coast. And
is the Gold Coast buzzing?
The nightlife, honestly, I'll have to say the nightlife in the Gold Coast is 1,000 times better than Sydney's nightlife. Just people everywhere.
That was back in, remember, like in 2018?
Yeah.
When we were going out and we had stamps on like both arms, like club hopping all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like the same what the Gold Coast is now. You go in and out of nightclubs, they give you stamps so you can come back in anytime.
That's nice.
It was like full of people.
Wow.
And you like, it's not just people from the Gold Coast, you have people coming from Melbourne, from Sydney.
Everywhere.
From everywhere, like people like just wanting a good night out up in the Gold Coast. We did see a few hens parties as well.
Oh, really?
So, the restaurants are very nice as well. We went to quite a few restaurants. We went bar hopping as well, which was quite good. As well as a few theme parks, you know, because we were there from...
Did you go on the Superman? Oh, wait, you broke a rib. So, oh, my God, this debacle.
Okay, so this is another debacle. So, I fractured my rib.
How?
I don't know how. I'm saying maybe I could have fallen down the stairs one time and... Well, I did fall...
Well, you've been blacking out as well.
Look, I wasn't feeling that great and I've been having sharp pains along my ribs and I didn't think much of it and I did fall down the stairs one time not thinking much of it at the time and then like I probably had a fractured rib for like for the next 2 or 3 days before I realized, okay, this pain is getting worse and worse, I need to go to the hospital. So I went to the hospital and they did an x-ray scan telling me that, yeah, I've got a fractured rib. And I've been sleeping on it for like a couple of days not knowing, but I just felt immense sharp pain. Like every time I would take a breath, it was just someone stabbing me.
Ugh.
Stabbing me like in my ribs. So yeah, the pain's not pleasant. I mean, I'm still in recovery. I've been taking painkillers every day.
Every day?
So I've been taking painkillers every day.
Is it that bad? Like, are you in pain now?
So, not now, like, because the painkillers have really helped, and it's like the pain's actually kind of worn off. But the first couple of weeks wasn't pleasant, yeah. Going back to the theme parks in the Gold Coast, I couldn't go on much of the rides, unfortunately, because of my rib fracture. So I just had to take it a bit easy and watched my mates go on some of the rides. The Superman ride is pretty cool. I've been on it before. It is a pretty nice ride. We went to Movie World, SeaWorld, and Wet n Wild. SeaWorld, I got to actually pay extra money to feed the seals, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. An amazing experience. I've never done something like that before. Costed me a bit extra, but honestly, it was worth it. Like, they gave me a bucket full of fish, and then I just took each fish out with and just gave it to a seal, and it was amazing. Yeah,
the best thing you've ever done.
Yeah, I even got to hug a seal and take a photo of it. I should have bought the photo to post it up, but
you didn't buy the photo.
No.
Do you have any photos of this?
Yeah, I've got a couple of photos of my friends taking photos of me.
Oh, that's playing so with the smart. Seals.
Yeah. But yeah. But I could have had better photos. I could have bought better photos off it. But yeah, it was amazing. It was an amazing experience. Really enjoyed it. The Bucks party was good. John, I think he really had a blast with it all. It was pretty much my experience.
Is the wedding this year or...?
So the wedding is, in October. So,
wow.
So it's not too far off.
And you're the best man.
I still have to prepare a best man speech, yeah. I'm the best man. You know, I'm good with podcasts and I'm good with, all that stuff. But when it comes to public speaking, I'm actually terrified.
Are you terrified? You're going to get tense before the speech.
Yeah, like, I've got to have a few drinks just to loosen up. Because I don't know. I just speaking in front of a room full of people gets me really nervous. Yeah.
Get on the bees.
pretty much. Have a few drinks and then I'll be fine. But yeah, so that's where I'm at. In terms of my weight loss journey, I did lose a few kilos. And then after the bus party, I think I've kind of let myself go. I've gone backwards a bit. Because we went to a lot of restaurants and we had a few drinks every day. So I think I've stacked on a couple of more kilos because of that. But that's okay. I've recharged myself this week. I've been eating good food this week. So just need to continue that momentum.
McDonald's and KFC and...
No, none of that this week.
But when was the last time you had KFC? Macca's.
It's been a while. Can't remember.
Last weekend?
Maybe last weekend. Not actually. Not last weekend. So, Ren, I wanted to ask you, talking about my weight loss, I wanted to ask you... So,
where are you going with this?
Aiden is a personal trainer, and you guys have been planning a meal prep.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that.
So, it's weird. I nickname Aiden Jacques.
What? Oh, okay.
Do you know?
Like Jock's a horse. No, like a jockey's a horse.
No, Jacques.
Jacques?
Oh, Finding Nemo. You know that Yabby? Jacques.
Oh, Yabby. Yeah.
I don't know. Because he's always cleaning and doing things, so.
Oh, is he a clean freak?
No, I am. But he's a cook freak.
He loves to cook.
He loves cooking, let me tell you. Very good. 5-star dishes every day, every night.
What does he cook?
Oh, he cooked this nice steak with this marinated mint sauce. Oh, it's to die for.
Oh. Wow.
So I don't know what it is, but he's been, every day there's a different meal.
Hmm.
And we're using a bunch of Jamie Oliver, like 5 ingredients, just really simple, but like whole food, nourishing, delicious meals. We're writing up a meal plan that we can have on a rotating roster for 2 weeks. So I think that's also a good...
Do
you have one of these books?
No, because... So this is the Jamie Oliver book.
You've never heard of The 5 Ingredients.
So I've no. So you bought this book and you've been buying ingredients from this book, pretty much.
It's just 5 ingredients for each recipe.
Okay.
And just like... It tells you down here how many calories, how many, like, all that down here.
Yeah.
Each one.
So you've got a couple of Jamie Oliver books. So this is Jamie Oliver 5 Ingredients.
Yeah, and then that's there's another pretty good. Book saying, Jamie Oliver, please sponsor us.
if you're listening, Jamie Oliver, sponsor this podcast. We'd love that. And this is another Jamie Oliver book you have of 7
so
ways.
So you get one ingredient and then there's 7 ways with that one ingredient.
So, and what do you mean by 7 ways? So you get seven ingredients for that one, to make that one.
Yeah, 7 different ways. Look at that.
So, you use 7 ingredients to make...
Yeah, 7. So, let's just say the meal is around sausages. There is 7 ways to do sausages 7 different ways.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, so you never knew you're into Jamie Oliver. And
he's all right. He's all about, there was a documentary or film done in the United States and Jamie went over to the colleges and basically told all the kitchen people to chuck out, or chefs, like all their food because it's all processed shit.
Yeah.
And like start cooking like, you know, nuggets are like shit. Like it's basically the crap part of the chicken mushed together with all these preservatives and thickeners and maltodextrin, which sticks to your intestines, which is in a lot of things. Maltodextrin. That is poison.
What is maltodextrin? Explain that to me.
So it's in packets of chips. some sauces, sometimes powders, like greens powders, some proteins have it. So what it does, this ingredient's like a binding ingredient to like thicken things up. So what you do when you ingest it is it just, your body can't break this sticky product down, so it just sits.
Oh, and it sits in your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, you know a lot about these.
Like, just flip over ingredients. If you can't read it, if you can't pronounce a word, it's probably not good for you. And the same goes for your skincare as well. Like, my nan or one of my friends was like, oh, yeah, I use this product. Is this good? And I researched it. Like, it was Revlon Coverstay, which is, like, one of the most purchased popular brand out there. And I'm like, this is pure silicone that you're putting on your face. There's a lot of thickeners in there, a lot of drying ingredients. You put that on the skin, your body absorbs 60% what you put on your skin, right?
Wow.
So that affects your hormones. That affects your mental state as well. That affects the condition of your skin. It will dry your skin out. There's all these underlying issues like eczema and things like that. Yes, changing your diet is probably 80% of the cause, but what are you doing with the other 20%?
That's a very good point.
Like your deodorant that you use.
Yeah.
Like that's full of chemicals and I don't know what they... I just bought Aiden like one of those roll-on...
Oh, those, yeah, deodorant ones. I used to use
it. That's like fragrance-free, that's silicone-free, that's paraben-free and all that. Because you just, underneath your arms, there's all lymphatic systems around that area. So your skin, like, absorbs whatever you put there practically first.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So you got to be mindful on what you're putting in your body and what you're putting, like, what are you shampooing your hair with, what toxins are around. Do you sleep with your Wi-Fi on? Like, this is me being, like...
You've really...
I'm not like this 108. Like, I listened to podcasts, like, a lady called Melissa Ambrosini, and she actually built a home toxic-free to the point where her walls are painted with toxic-free paint. And tiles and silicone and... You know...
That's going extreme.
Changing the water heads. Okay, that's extreme, but... you don't have to go to extreme as that, but if you're mindful of what you're putting on your body and what's in your space, things will start to feel better within your body and within yourself, and your skin might feel a bit more hydrated. You might have more energy. You might be depleted of nutrients and not knowing that these pathogens will be blocking you from absorbing on what your body actually needs.
No, that's a good point. A good point. And do you recommend this to
Oh, yeah, I tell him all the time. Like, he just sucks it up and doesn't it. For me personally, using the spray, like, he'll start smelling. Guys, you've got hair under your armpits. It's a bit, you know. You start to smell within 5 to 6 hours, where if he uses actually the roll-on organic one,
you smell better for a lot longer.
He hasn't been smelling. His clothes haven't been smelling.
Yeah, so it makes a big difference. What's the deodorant he uses?
I'll show you.
Just for the guys out there listening to this podcast.
Would you want to make the change?
Yeah, look, I don't mind the roll-ons. I used to have a roll-on myself. Renee's going to grab the roll-on. Just for us guys out there, if you want to smell good for our women.
Okay, it's called Stuff for your pits.
Stuff for your pits.
And actually, Men's Mental Health, Buying Me Funds Young Mental Health for Men.
Okay. So is that the name of what it's called?
Yeah.
So that's called Stuff for Your Pits. And where did you find this deodorant?
Guys, Stuff for Your Pits, if you hear that, please sponsor. This is a full sponsoring.
We're sponsoring everything today. We're sponsoring Jamie Oliver.
Okay, so you get this from... I bought it from Woolies. And...
You bought it from where?
Woolies.
Okay.
So and it's go to Australian made as well.
Australian made?
Yeah. So it's got really hydrating ingredients in there, and it goes to a good
course. Well, what are the ingredients?
So it states on the back here, cruelty-free, no nasty ingredients, no parabens, no sulfates, no aluminium, keep out direct sunlight, discontinue, irritation, blah, blah, blah. Deodorant, spearmint, and pine. Fresh for your forest.
Fresh for your forest.
Fresh for your forest.
I love that phrase. Fresh for your forest. Just okay, so guys out there, if you want to smell good, get the deodorant stuff for your pits in Woolies.
Smells good, eh?
Smells actually really nice.
Are you going to get one now?
Yeah, I'm going to have to buy one. You've convinced me. And
really?
Yeah. Man, we should get sponsored for these.
We'll leave a link to stuff in my description notes here.
Yeah. No, it actually smells really... It smells like... I don't know. What is... It smells like...
Oh. Buying our stuff helps fund your mental...
It smells very refreshing.
Mental health programs at the Man Cave. Check out website ofstuff.com and follow the stuff on Instagram for more.
Wow. Well, there you go,
guys.
And then
there's another thing called the Man Cave .life.
Hmm.
That's really nice.
Now, Renee, I wanted to change the topic a bit, and I wanted to ask you. You and Aiden have lived together now for... It's been a month now, hasn't it? I mean, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, about a month.
About a month. Just for any partner that... Any partners have started moving in together and stuff, what are the pros and cons of living with a partner?
Oh, it's just... Sometimes when... You come home, you just want to have a shower and freshen up and not talk for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, come home to a quiet house where, like, I come home to Aiden cooking and music and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, this is too much, because my job at the moment is quite the place to be at the moment. That's all I'm going to...
Yeah.
It's just being a bit full on and everything. So that has been challenging.
Mm.
Having your own space.
I think it's important just for anyone. Like, even me living with my parents, I sometimes need space from them.
You know? And then also, like, doing food shops and things like that, like running out of food and things like that can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
If, like, because I don't
have... Because I used to your parents getting groceries and stuff.
Yeah, I used to do my grocery shop, but then, like, I don't work near a supermarket, so Aiden lives right next door, so...
Yeah.
It's easy for him to just go pick things up. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And what are the pros of living with a partner?
Well, you get to spend more time with them. You've got company, got someone to always bounce off and talk to, like your thoughts and how you feel.
Do you feel like your bond have gotten closer with Aiden since you guys moved in together?
To be honest, like, during COVID lockdown, I felt I spent more time with him in lockdown than we have with this move.
Really? Oh, because yeah. You just with work.
So it just feels like the exact same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. Well, at least it brings you closer together as well. I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good, because I think it's interesting for people that, you know, for couples especially that want to move in together. It's good to, you know, it's an exciting time to move in with your partner, but as well, you've got to have that space in between where you've got to have that time for yourself.
Yeah, and like, have time away, like, have space from your partners, because, you know, you like to come back and say, oh, like, you know, this is what I did, this is what I got up to. You know, it's just changing the flow of what's normal.
Well, that's it, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, so, Ren, I wanted to ask you as well, moving recently to Cronulla, do you find this area a lot better than Cronulla?
I think Cronulla still takes the cake for me. Like, yeah. I feel like I like the space here, but man, like, people dob on you here and leave notes on your car. And
what do you mean? What happened with you?
Didn't I tell you what happened?
No.
Oh, so I parked at the front of our place here.
Because you've got your own little parking spot next to your place.
Yeah, but also sometimes Aiden takes that spot, so I have to go on the road.
Yeah.
And someone, like, left me a note saying my car was obstruction to everyone for parking on the side of the road.
Oh, do you know which neighbour...
You'll get a parking fine.
Oh. Actually, yeah, I think you did tell me that, yeah, so... I guess another thing moving in...
And being accused of leaving notes on people's cars, which I've only done on Frederick Street, not, like...
On the...
Not here.
Not here.
Like, not here.
Do you get along with your neighbours?
Yeah, like, I met this chick about 2 weeks ago. I feel so bad, like... With all the debacle with the washing machine and the fridge, we didn't have a washing machine for a while, so... started talking to this neighbor, and she had similar like stories to me. We just clicked straight away, and she offered to do my washing for me, so I'm extremely grateful. I've been meaning to like see how she's going and things like that. I know she's busy and I've been busy too. That's just life. But like
that's very nice of her to offer for her to do your washing. That's you don't get many people out there.
No, so yeah.
That's incredible.
Like, it's pretty cute here. It's pretty, you know, I kind of keep to myself, like, go to work, you're tired, come home, you're tired.
It's kind of a peaceful place, actually.
Is it really quiet?
Yeah.
Not, like, because we're on the flight path. I'm used to it because I deal with freaking aircrafts all day. But, like, right now, because of cancellations, it's going to be a quiet day here. It's like on the news.
You won't get many flights.
Cancellations and things like that. Yeah, the flight path's pretty clear.
Mm.
They're down to one runway because of the winds. So, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're not working for that kerfuffle at the airport today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask as well. So, do you go for walks often?
Well, when the weather's not shit, sure, but it's been, like, up and down at the moment. Or, like, the real nice days I've been working, so I'm hanging out for Sunday. It's meant to be a nice day, so
that'll be a good day.
And also, hopefully it's nice on the 8th and the 9th, and the 9th of October. That's when I... For some reason, I just thought it was Friday today. It's not Friday, it's Thursday.
It feels like a Friday. I mean, we've got the public holiday today, so...
Yeah.
It feels like it's a long weekend sort of vibe, isn't it?
So, on the 8th and the 9th, I have that weekend off, finally. And because of moving house, I need to sell half of my wardrobe. So, if anyone wants to purchase... If you're between a size 6 to 8... come down to Mindful & Co. It's in Cronulla. It's in the mall there. And every month they have a pre-sale, like a pre-loved clothes sale. I'm going to be selling everything for cheap, like some clothes for $2, some for $5, nothing over $20.
Okay.
So it's going to be like $20 and under.
So you're selling half your wardrobe?
Yes.
Actually, you do have a... shit ton of
remember helped me move one time
and
you were shocked.
No, because you and your parents are moving into this new place where they still live now, and I'm like, okay, this shouldn't be too bad helping Renee move. You had bloody four bags of, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
you've never seen anything like it in your life, have you?
So I've been in and out of Renee's house, of her old place, before moving into the new place. I've been in and out of her house 4 times, grabbing a stack of clothes to put in my car to move to the other house. We had to go back and forth to your old place to new place 4 times.
You were shocked.
I couldn't, like... The amount of clothes you had, it's like, it was like you had like 10 people living in your home for that one wardrobe you had.
I donated a lot of it,
But that's good. You'll make some money off it.
So how do you feel about my wardrobe now?
It's good. It's not as, what's it called?
That's good. That's only like 20%. Yeah. The rest of it's
That's only 20% of it.
Yeah.
That's
like my Europe.
Mate, I don't even have that many clothes.
What? That's my wardrobe here.
My wardrobe, honestly, I have like about.
To be a guy. You just need short pants and top. For girls, it's skirts, dresses, shorts, top. It's never ending with us.
Yeah, well, it's women. You guys do have a lot more clothes than what guys do. I only have 9 pairs of shirts. Like non-button up shirts.
You know what I need to do? 2023, I need to change my mindset around with buying and everything, having like a timeless catchall. I think it's called on Instagram, those trends, where you have like 10 staple pieces and you like rotate on that. Or I've also met people during that whole year, so January through to December, for the new year, they won't buy any clothes unless it's from like secondhand, like Vinnies and things like that.
Yeah.
So being more fashion responsible and looking after the environment and things like that. So that's why I'm a massive advocate for the Mindful and Co. pre-love sales. Keep your eye out on my stories and their stories as well. Just like last time I went, I bought $110 top, Tiger Lily, looked brand new, for only $20.
$20. That's a bargain. That's a huge bargain, actually.
So guys, don't miss out.
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered everything. I do want to add one thing. I noticed, Adam's done a lot of the work. Like, Adam's done a good job in putting putting together the cupboards and the wardrobes. He did it all on his own, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much.
It looks really good. It looks really... So well done, Aiden, if you're listening to this podcast. I don't know what else to say. I think we'll probably wrap things up here.
Where are we off to now?
So me and Renee, we are off to our favourite place.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Okay, so quick story time. So with all the cancellations and things, it's across the board here. I had 2 passengers from all the way from Colorado, and because we're waiting for accommodation for them, I said, oh, like, where have you been, like, in, like, New South Wales and things? Let me guess, like, the harbour, Bondi. They're like, yeah. I'm like, what did you think of Bondi? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's pretty, meh. You know, I said, tomorrow's going to be a sunny day. If you like, it's only 30 minutes or 25 minutes away from, you know, where I'm putting you. Just drive down there and have brunch and come back, park by the beach. So they actually took my advice. They actually hired a car, drove to Cronulla, walked like half of Cronulla Beach to Blackwood, and they said that Blackwood's meal was their favourite meal that they've had in Australia.
It is amazing, actually. Blackwood, that's our favourite place.
But I love Cairns. I did give them recommendations for Cairns. Like on my Instagram, I have like the food diaries of Cairns, and you can click on there and see if you need any food advice, because I ate my way through Cairns, let me tell you, best food, best, like, my favourite cafe, favourite Italians up there. Have you been to Cairns?
No, I still have yet to go. Oh my
god, you need to go.
And it's really warm weather, isn't it? It's like above 30 degrees.
It's 32 every day. Today.
Every day is above 30 degrees up there.
I love it.
Is there a lot of organic cafes and restaurants?
My favourite one, similar to Blackwood. Like, if they opened up the same cafe down in Cronulla, I'd go off. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, there you go. If you're looking for a trip.
Oh, recommendation, food recommendation, just go on my Instagram and I have Food Diary of Cairns and just flick through. All my recommendations are there. Yeah.
There you go. Search up Renee and you'll find it all there. Renee, it's always a pleasure having you on the podcast. I always love having you on. I think Jamie Oliver should be in contact with us later today.
People. The staff.
It's sponsoring their products.
Stuff for your pits.
And stuff, you know, for your pits as well.
Goes to a good cause.
Remember, guys, if you want a good deodorant that smells nice.
That goes to a good cause.
If the deodorant is called Stuff for Your Pits, go to your local Woolworths and find it.
It's in the deodorant section. It's all black.
You'll find it. It stands out. It's pretty small, and yeah.
Are you gonna go off to buy one now?
I might buy one. After that recommendation, I think I might get one. Yeah. Right, guys. Thank you for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Renee and Dan for this episode. Renee,
it's Ren and Tam.
That Ren goes and Dan.
All right. Have a good day.
Take care, guys.
Bye. See you next time.